If I bounce the ball 5 times. Matthew Syed writes about sporting superstitions. 1. Tennis players are strange people. Have you noticed how they always ask for 3 balls instead of 2? How they bounce the ball the same number of times before serving, as if any change from their routine might result in disaster? 2. A good example is Serena Williams, the ex-world number one female tennis player. When she was once asked why she had played so badly at the French Open, she answered, "I didn't tie my shoelaces right, and I didn't bounce the ball 5 times, and I didn't bring my shower sandals to the court with me, I didn't have my extra dress, I just knew it was fate, it wasn't going to happen." 3. The superstitions and rituals are not confined to the court. Goran Ivanisevic, Wimbledon champion in 2001, was convinced that if he won a match, he had to repeat everything he did the previous day, such as eating the same food at the same restaurant, talking to the same people, and watching the same TV programmes. One year, this meant that he had to watch Teletubbies every morning during his Wimbledon campaign. "Sometimes it got very boring," he said. 4. It is not only the players who are superstitious. As we were watching British tennis player Andy Murray play the 4th set at Wimbledon, my wife suddenly got up and went to the kitchen. "He keeps losing games when I'm in the room," she said. "If I go out now, he'll win." 5. Superstitions and rituals are very common among fans. Last year, a survey of British football supporters found that 21% had a lucky charm, anything from a scarf to a lucky coin, while another questionnaire revealed that 70% of Spanish football fans performed pre-match rituals, like wearing lucky clothes, eating the same food or drink, or watching matches with the same people. 6. After my wife left the room, Murray lost the 4th set. She returned, and he won the 5th. I laughed at her, and then remembered my football team, Spurs, who were losing 1-0 in the Carling Cup. "If I leave the room now, Spurs will score," I told my kids, after 27 minutes of extra time. I left the room, and they scored. Twice.